Please tell me your names and how many Gen Cons you've both attended.
My name is Elena Van Arenbonk. I want to say 10 or 11 Gen Cons.
I was just trying to think about that. I'm Laura Van Arenbonk Baugh, and I think we started in 2006 or 7. What year did we do Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicle?
Oh, that was later. I know we did Nantutsu in 2007 at Gen Con, so I know we were there at least by then.
Okay.
So at least 10.
Okay, well, Gunkutsuo at Gen Con was our first year at Gen Con.
Okay, and
okay.
Have you always attended to cosplay?
Yes.
All right, so what is it that made you come to Gen Con specifically for that then?
Specifically, the impetus was Gen Con came to Indianapolis, and it was a lot closer, so it was easy to get to.
That was a big help.
We had been doing a lot of other fandom conventions, and when Gen Con came to Indy a few years before that, it was accessible. So that made it an option. It hadn't been one before.
What? Had you heard about Gen Con before then and thought about it at all? I mean, obviously it was in Milwaukee, so it was further away. But was it something you had considered even?
We had friends who attended, but we had not considered attending when it was in Milwaukee.
Okay.
At that time, too, I was not as into games as I would say I am now. So there was less attraction to drive further for something that didn't feel like it was as aligned with my personal interests. Now, I'm obviously still very into cosplay, and I'm more of a gamer than I was, 10 years ago. So that also, now I would be willing to drive further for a game event than I was at that time. I don't know how that relates.
No, that makes sense. And what kind of games is it that you'd like to play?
I have been shamelessly lured into the tabletop RPG world.
Okay.
So I'm now a Pathfinder nerd. I'm a level 12 Kitsune sorceress. Thank you.
I do tabletop and video games as well. I don't, pretty much the only games I don't play are, I don't tend to do a lot of collectible or trading card games, but I play a lot of other games, board games, card games, you name it.
Okay, awesome. So with that in mind, would you say Gen Con got you more into gaming if you originally came more to cosplay, or was it just a natural interest that's kind of grown over the years?
I would say Gen Con... Let me answer this first, then you can give like a more academic answer. Gen Con did not directly bring me into gaming, but Gen Con provided the crucial pin that pivoted me into the gaming world. So in my other world, my other life, and not in my day job and not in my costuming job, I am an author. I write fiction. And my husband at Gen Con won a boon from Pathfinder to allow him to play a Kitsune, which at that time was a non-playable class. And I had just released the first in a series of Kitsune books. And so he gave that boon to me and said, here, I know you haven't had a good time playing RPGs, but now you can do it as a Kitsune. It was a totally shameless bribe, but it worked. And that would not have happened had Gen Con not allowed him to win that boon. So there you go.
All right.
I think Gen Con, in my case at least, Gen Con provided an outlet for more formalized playing. I would always play with friends, but I had never considered playing with strangers or in a more organized capacity. And Gen Con, the fact that I was there, they had organized games, it gave me an opportunity to try those out.
All right, great. So out of the 10...
I was just going to add, that's a good point. Gen Con lets you taste test a lot more easily because there are so many things in such a concentrated area. You don't have to drive to Ohio to try something that you might not like, or you don't have to go to a game store and then get stuck with a bunch of people that you might not, want to be working with. Gen Con, you can just walk by something and go, oh, that looks interesting. Or you can walk by and go, no, I'm going to pass and go over to this thing over here. And it's a much easier buffet to sample from.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Gen Con is not short of options. So out of the 10 or so Gen Cons you two have been to, do you have a favorite one and why?
I don't know that as a favorite convention. I've certainly had events I've enjoyed at specific Gen Cons, but I don't know that I mean, every year is different. We have a good time every year and we do different things every year. So I think they've all been good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking I can't think of a favorite year. Like there's nothing where I went, oh, if only this year had been like last year or, you know, something like that. I think I have a lot more of a series of memories rather than, oh, that was the year, you know.
Sure, no sense. Okay. All right, well, so thinking about still kind of Gen Con as a whole that you've been to, have you noticed much change in cosplay and fandom activities in the time that you've been attending?
I have seen, an increase in the pop culture appeal and sort of general acceptability of cosplay from a cultural standpoint. And I think that's reflected in the fact that you've got a lot more people coming in some variety of costume. I think you have a lot of younger people coming in costume who maybe didn't used to. So I'd say it's expanding from what I've seen over the last several years. And I think that's partly just that American culture has become more enamored of fan events and costumes in general.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think there's a younger demographic that I didn't see as much of previously. I think you're seeing more, I'm not sure what the right word is. It's not mainstream, it's not younger, but you're seeing a different flavor of fandom coming in. You know, there's more anime, there's more, what are the kids watching these days? You know, the Cartoon Network.
You've got webcomics.
Steven Universe.
Superheroes. You've got a lot of things that were not as common a few years ago that have become more popular and therefore more people are dressing up.
Yeah.
Okay. So still sticking with that kind of a topic, playing fandom events, as far as Gen Con as a 50-year-old convention are newer aspects of the convention. What's your perception on how these events have been received by other congoers, especially as someone who's interested in promoting these areas?
Well, I would say while the organized fan events are a newer aspect of Gen Con, if you look at the history of fan events and costuming, fan costuming actually predates organized conventions. We have fans dressing up in sci-fi costumes with photographs going back to the turn of the last century. So I don't think costuming in that way is necessarily something that's going to be coming in as a new shocking phenomenon to anybody because it's always been there. So I think the fandom has been welcoming of it in general. I do think there's more opportunity now, and there have been a lot more organized events as far as the costume contest, the gatherings and meetups for certain fandoms, or photo shoots. Those do seem to be increasing, and I think, in general, the fandom's been pretty welcoming. I don't see a lot of people being, oh no, these kids in their costumes are coming into our gaming convention. I think everyone's pretty happy with it.
Yeah, the perception, the joke, you know, about your grumpy gamer complaining about all these cosplayers getting peanut butter and his chocolate or whatever. I think, yeah, I do occasionally see that on the forums or hear it in the hallways, but I think you're dealing with a very few vocal people as opposed to that is not the vibe I get as a general rule. Like most of the time people are like, oh my gosh, that's great. I never thought about dressing up like this, but look at what you're wearing. That's fantastic. And I think, yeah, for the most part, it's a very welcoming, very exciting, you know, I mean, come on, let's be honest. It makes it fun. It's a much more fun hallway if everybody's in costume than if everybody's in the same black t-shirt. So we're cool. Good.
I agree with you. are there other conventions that you two go to for cosplay?
Yes. I do between 10 and 15 events a year on average. And that's a variety of different events. That's anime conventions, gaming conventions, pop culture conventions. I'm often there in the capacity of a guest doing presentations on costuming, but I do a lot of different events.
Yeah, ditto.
Okay.
We'll be at one in 2 weeks. You know, we're guesting and teaching at an event in 2 weeks, and you know, that's fun.
Okay. Is that your last event before Gen Con, or do you have another one in between?
No, I have another one the week after that, and then I have another one a couple weeks after that. So.
Oh. I can imagine if you're getting 15 year, there's not much of a break.
Yeah, we do. I'm always somewhere, whether it's a full convention or just a store will have me come in to teach a workshop or something. I do stuff about twice a month.
Okay. So what is it that you find different about Gen Con compared to those other conventions you go to for cosplay?
We always joke, and it's not really a joke, it's true. Gen Con has the politest audience of any convention we go to. Everyone is super nice and super respectful of your costumes, and it's a really nice atmosphere. Part of it is Gen Con, on average, has a slightly older median age than a lot of the conventions we go to, which tend to be younger people. So I think you just have a more mature audience in terms of their social skills. But also, Gen Con just has a really nice, polite atmosphere. You can walk up to a stranger and ask a question. Somebody will come up and make a nice comment about your costume. They always ask permission before taking a photo. It's just a really friendly convention to go to.
All right. So with that in mind also, is there a favorite event that you have at Gen Con every year?
Well, obviously we do the costume contest.
That's
kind of an annual thing. We haven't actually had the opportunity to do it for the last couple of years, and I kind of miss it, but it's a scheduling issue. But Windmill Games always does a LARP on Sunday. That's just kind of like the let off steam, you know, end of Gen Con LARP.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hilarious. And I kind of miss that we weren't able to do that. Like, I understand, you know, we're all busy and that's a problem, but that was fun. We've been doing the Pathfinder specials. So that's also fun because that's a once a year, you know, it's a unique thing. You can't pick up it anywhere else. You can't play that as a home game. What else? Well, I know, what are you thinking of?
Well, the last couple of years we've been doing more and more seminars ourselves. So we haven't had time to do as many games, which that's the trade-off. I mean, I enjoy teaching, but I also enjoy playing. So, but the last few years we've been doing more panels and more seminars of our own material. So that, again, with scheduling, it's difficult.
I have some favorites of our work. Does that count? Yeah, I love doing the new resin workshop that we're doing. What is the name of that? Mold making. What do we call that thing? It's got a name. Man, I'm good. I'm so full of advertising goodness
molds,
right now.
Molds, resins, and silicones are my, I think is the name of it.
That's it. Yes. And that one's just really fun to do. So that's one of my favorites that we do. So
I'm guessing you've seen an increase in demand for your workshops if you keep doing more and more of them.
We actually increased the player limit, participant number this year, because we typically see them sell out usually in the first day of events being open. So that's very gratifying. It's very cool. I actually bumped up the number of participants this year. So hopefully we'll be in a space that can accommodate that. So.
And is it usually newer people to cosplaying that's coming to your workshops, or is it like more veterans that just want to learn a new technique?
It's a mix on what we offer. Yeah. We have some very beginner-friendly workshops that you don't need any prior experience. And then, you know, our resin and silicone workshops are more of an advanced material. So we get a lot of people who've been doing costuming and they just want to step up to the next level of crafting.
So now if we turn our thoughts to the future about Gen Con, do either of you have any thoughts on how Gen Con should progress?
You know, with as many conventions as I do, the only time I see a convention really get into trouble as it ages is when they sort of stagnate and aren't willing to accept changes in the fandom or new people. And I've seen a couple of, I want to say the more old guard conventions that have been around for a long time, that, you know, you get the same people coming every year and they don't really understand how to incorporate the new fandom events and the new elements of fandom that come in. And I think Gen Con as a whole has done a really good job of being welcoming to those things and adapting as newer people come in. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. But I think that's something that as you go forward with any convention, you've got people, you're going to have to keep adapting as the culture adapts. And I think that's important to remember no matter what your focus is, if it's gaming or movies or anime or comics, there's always going to be some new facet that you have to welcome in, and people are going to be interested in something new. The design of Gen Con, where people can bring their own material and bring their own games to put on offer, is a great way to combat that, because you always have new things on offer. But just in general, as long as the culture keeps welcoming in new fans and new ideas, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, and I think Gen Con does a nice job, too, of having such a broad variety of topics, themes, interests, you know, events. So, you know, you can go to Gen Con and get one badge and, you know, go watch some anime, go watch some Doctor Who, participate in a tabletop RPG, participate in a LARP, go attend a, you know, historical lecture on the popes of the 15th century. You can go learn how to do some first aid, and then you can go learn a dance. That's with one badge. There's, you know, there's no way you can't find something that's going to appeal, and you can bring a group of people, you know, to your family, and find something for everybody. And I think the biggest, probably the biggest challenge facing Gen Con is going to be, you know, traffic. Where do we put people? You know, because we've kind of absorbed all the buildings in Indy, which is fantastic. So I don't know. Maybe the next step is to build a monorail. That'd be good.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have for you two. Is there anything that you wanted to tell me about Gen Con that I just didn't get to ask you about?
No, I think we've covered my thoughts pretty clearly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's a convention that I invite people to frequently. In fact, just this morning, one of my fiction editors who's up in Western Canada was talking to me about conventions, and she's like, I'd like to come to Gen Con someday. I'm like, you should definitely be there. And it's, you know, there's a lot of cons that I enjoy going to, but I don't invite as many other people to, because it's a more niche audience. It's not going to be, it's something you kind of have to already fit in to go there, you know, kind of thing. And Gen Con, you know, as I was just saying, it's so broad and it's so welcoming and it's polite. You know, it's a great, great place to bring people in and just get them introduced to the con circuit. So I recommend it. 10 out of 10, would attend again.